Lost History, Ernie Pyle Library, Albuquerque. At an annual celebration of the famed World War II correspondent, Ernie Pyle, at his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a docent tells the small group about the permanent closing of Pyle's childhood home in his birthplace in Indiana. As the docent continues, he reminds his aging audience of the steady, inexorable disappearance of American history, the necessity of knowing our collective past. Ernie Pyle was a celebrated World War II correspondent, but today there are many Americans who don't know much about World War II except what they see in the movies. They don't know about Ernie Pyle or Julius Caesar or Frederick Douglass. They believe the American Civil War was only about the abolishment of slavery. The United States Constitution is outdated and irrelevant, written by stuffy white men who owned slaves and wore white wigs. Where does history go when it is behind us? Has God put his memos, research papers, videos, and photos on shelves in his personal library? Does he go back and review his plans and progress for the universe, make changes in the rollout of his vision? Does knowing history mean we can stop or modify what is happening to us while we are in the middle of its happening? This pleasant afternoon, we are taken on a guided tour of Ernie Pyle's life and times, at a place he fixed bacon and eggs for breakfast and read his newspaper, thrown on his front porch by a neighborhood boy on a bicycle. This house feels like a home, and I walk away suspecting that Ernie would offer me a cold drink of lemonade on a hot summer day and have some good jokes to soften the wounds of World War II, as we both sat at a little table on the front porch with empty vistas of the Rio Grande Bosque several miles away. He came from humble roots, but was placed in the middle of one of the worst wars in human history. His writings in his home survive him, and remembering is something we could still do for him. Ernie volunteered for the war, but some would say reporting on everyday Joes from the front lines was his destiny. The beauty of his writing is that it seems like it was written for everybody but him.